Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Talking COVID, talking vaccines, talking all things in that vein. At this time of the afternoon, I chat to Professor Barry Shube, the former executive director at the NICD and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Shube, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon.
So, Prof, I don't know if you were party to that discussion I was just having earlier, but apparently very good reports coming in from the vaccination processes that are happening at Discovery, amongst others. Yeah. And a question that somebody posed to us, wanting to know whether you knew whether there were chairs or not, because for the elderly, they can't stand all that long.
Yeah, so unfortunately, no. I am the chairman of the scientific advisory, the chair and ministerial advisory, but I don't know much about chairs, though.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I must tell you, Prof, from what I've heard, there are more than enough chairs. But let's get on to the issue of the day, which is talking about the difference between Johnson and Johnson and Pfizer, why you need one jab for one, two for the other. What's the story?
I thought I could clarify, because I'm getting quite a lot of questions now that the rollout has started, now that people are getting the vaccine. They want to know which vaccine they're going to get. Why do they have to come back for a second dose, where the Johnson & Johnson is only one dose? So let me just try and clarify it. First of all, you know, I must mention, we've got the two premium vaccines. Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, are the two vaccines which will work against the variant which is dominant in the country. I know I've said this on many occasions, but I think it needs to be repeated again. We really are in a way quite fortunate that we do have those premium vaccines. So let me first handle the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That's coming in two parts. The first part is the part which has already been done. We're over that now. That was 500,000 doses, 500,000 doses, which was actually donated by Johnson & Johnson for an implementation study in healthcare workers, such as both healthcare workers who were facing patients and healthcare workers who were supportive. So that trial is now finished. The 500,000 doses has now been done already. The second is a purchase of Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That's coming from the Tribeca plant, 1.1 million doses, but that had to be paused. And the reason why it's paused, because internationally, Johnson & Johnson has been made in four or five facilities around the world. And under international regulations, if there's a problem in any one of those, all of them have to wait until the all clear sign has been given. And there was a bit of a problem in the Baltimore plant, where there was some mix-up. So now all the plants have to now stop. They have to now be inspected again. But fortunately for South Africa, I think it's very soon it's going to come online. So that's the 1.1 million of the Johnson & Johnson. The Pfizer, we've got 650,000 doses already. That's going to go up to 20 million by the end of the year. Now, the difference is this. The Johnson & Johnson is made slightly differently. It's got the exact same, what you call, insert. In other words, that part of the virus which actually which produces protein to stimulate the immune system. It's absolutely identical. It's just that the Johnson & Johnson has got a carrier to actually take it in, take it into the cells to produce the protein to produce the immune system. Whereas the Pfizer is actually the mRNA, the actual coding itself. That's why there's a difference. So for the Johnson & Johnson, one dose seems to be adequate, but for the Pfizer, you need two doses. And this is where there's a bit of a confusion, because as it stands at the moment, the so-called package insert, which is derived from the trial, that specifies it should be 3 weeks apart from the first to the second dose. It's really just simply based on the trial results. However, it has been found in the United Kingdom, of really pioneered this, that if you stretch it out, in fact, in the UK up to 12 weeks,
yes,
then you get an even better immune response. And that's quite important, because we've got to need a good immune response because of our variant. So what probably will happen, and it still has to be ratified, is that the second dose for South Africa, because we do need that good immune response, will stretch it instead of 3 weeks up to 6 weeks, doubling it to 42 days. That still has to be confirmed, but I think that's the way it's going to go. It also has the advantage, of course, that you can cover more people as quickly as possible as well. So that's the difference between the Johnson & Johnson one dose, Pfizer, two doses separated, probably 6 weeks apart between the first and the second dose, and you get an excellent immune response with both of those vaccines.
And Prof, do I just presume that because of availability constrictions, one just takes what one is given? There's no choice involved.
Absolutely. You take the first thing what that's given. I got the Johnson & Johnson. Most people now getting the Pfizer. So, yeah, they're both excellent. They're both actually the identical, what you call, insert. So there's not really too much to choose between them.
Professor Shoup, as always, thank you so very much. You'll be back with me same time tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll send a voice note for tomorrow.